So I got a communique the other day from our dear friend, Rabbi Yaniv Meirov, who is, of course, the director of Chazak. And I said to you, my wonderful listeners, yesterday, that if you're not familiar with the Chazak organization, you cannot imagine how much they do. They're involved in so many amazing charitable aspects of our community. I don't know if there's a more important thing that they do than when they take public school Jewish youth and make sure, no matter what the cost, that they're able to go to yeshiva, which is, again, they do a lot of wonderful things, but that part is simply amazing. They're celebrating 18 strong years. Their campaign ends 14 hours from now. Chazak, C-H-A-Z-A-Q, continues to be an incredible shining light in our community. And they're celebrating 18 years of life and strength. Every donation you give is doubled. And for those of you who like the numbers, they are already over $1 million. They've reached 43% of their $2.4 million goal. Rabbi Yaniv Meirov, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
My dear friend Nachum Siegel, it's a pleasure to be on your program. Thank you for all that you do. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And, you know, look, I have visited your offices. You've given me briefings about all the charitable work that Chazak is involved with. In fact, there are other organizations you work with who have pointed out how efficient and how great your organization is at so many things. But Rabbi Meirov, I don't know if there's a greater project that you and your staff are involved with than when you aggressively, Baruch Hashem, try very, not inappropriately, but aggressively, Baruch Hashem, try your hardest to take Jewish public school youth and get them into yeshiva. How is that effort going in 2024?
Oh, so yes, Nachum, it was a pleasure to have you at the headquarters. You saw the operation. And the great news is that over 1,600 children have been transferred from public schools into yeshivas the last few years alone, which is a historic number, Baruch Hashem, thank God. Our yeshiva place division, it's called PSCY, Public School to Yeshiva Division, works day and night, reaching out to parents, explaining to them the importance of a Jewish education, hold their hands throughout the process, take them from school to school, registration, explaining to them what works for their child. And Baruch Hashem, thank God, we've seen amazing success, but we're not satisfied, Nachum. There's a lot more we can and should be doing.
I don't know if you have an exact number, but you certainly have an approximation of what it costs your organization every time you make this effort and are successful at getting a public school student into a yeshiva. And I'm saying it this way because there are people out there, I hope every time we introduce something that's relatively new to our audience, you know, people might hesitate to give or want to investigate more. I hope that there are people out there listening right now who would love to, quote unquote, sponsor a public school child to go to yeshiva. That would be incredible. What does it cost the organization, the entire effort, to go ahead and make this transition for a student and family?
So, great question, Nachum, and it's actually very, very surprising, but the cost, the number is to help transfer. Again, I'm saying the word help, and, yep, and you explained beautifully that many people reach out to us throughout the year. They say, it seems like, that's the word that they say, it seems like there's a lot of redundancy within the Jewish community, that there's organizations that overlap each other. And I always explain to them that Chazak and many of the organizations we work with, which is a lot, we all work for the same boss. We all work for the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty.
And the same goal.
And we have the same mission. The same mission, that's right. So that being said, it's only $1,200. Wow. It's only $1,200, which is only $100 a month, to have coordinators and that reach out to these parents, like I said before, and to hold their hands and to guide them and to follow up with them and to make sure the transition is smooth from a public school into yeshiva. And it's an amazing cost, merit for every single person.
All right, everybody. Obviously, there's other things to discuss, and we will in a moment with Rabbi Meirov. But if this is your thing, and I hope it's everyone's thing, to help public school students make this transition to yeshiva, which is, of course, the key to our future. Jewish education is the key to our future. It's been like that for the entire lifetime of the Jewish world, frankly. Go to charity.com, charity with a D, charity.com/chazak, C-H-A-Z-A-Q, charity.com/chazak, C-H-A-Z-A-Q. Rabbi Meiroff, the easier address is what, givechazak.com?
That's right, givechazak with a Q, strengthening in Queens, based in Queens, expanding across the globe.com.
Givechazak, C-H-A-Z-A-Q. .com. Givechazak, C-H-A-Z-A-Q.com. Now, Rabbi Meiroff, what is with this rumor that now that you've been doing this for 18 years, there are some people that, with the theme of Am Yisrael Chai, Chai being 18, they are lobbying that you change the name from Chazak to Chaizak. What's with this rumor, Rabbi Meiroff?
So we're actually very excited. This is a special year for us. We're turning 18, and Am Yisrael Chai, and then Am Yisrael Chazak. We're gonna stay strong, and 2.0. You know, it says that Shmonai Se Lechupa, 18 is a suggested age to get married. So we're gonna double our efforts. Chazak 2.0. We're going to, Bezat Hashem, take things to the next level. We're going to do bigger and better things. Just this past year alone, Nachum, I want you to know, besides for the yeshiva placement division,
right,
that this year alone transferred over 200 kids from public schools to yeshiva. We have a new youth center for kids that are in the public schools. We give them a Jewish education with after-school programs. And that's a massive game changer in Forest Hills and 108th Street. And then besides for that, we have about 20 Sunday schools in many different locations that we have all these public school students. Listen, because they can't make it to a yeshiva for whatever reason, it doesn't mean they shouldn't be getting basic Jewish education, and that's what Chazak is providing as well.
Are those 20 locations in Queens? Are they in other areas as well? Where are those 20?
So they're mostly in Queens, in Key Garden Hills, in Forest Hills, in Rico Park, in Jamaica States, in Hillcrest, but we also have it in Mill Basin, in the Brooklyn area, we have it in Long Island, in Robin, in Great Neck, we have it in the Five Tanger area by Hewlett. We have it outside of the New York area. We have a location in Arizona. We have a location in Los Angeles. We have a location being worked on or already started in Florida. We have it in Canada. So that's outside of the U.S. We Wow. have it on Zoom for everyone in the world.
Wow, pretty amazing. All right, so folks, here you're listening to Rabbi Meiroff proudly tell us about all these accomplishments, the 20 locations around the U.S. and Canada, the J-Wave teens, which is where they have a division that keeps youth off the streets and brings them into a safe educational environment. The PSTY, which I cannot stop talking about, that's a division where literally Rabbi Meiroff staff members spend day and night guiding the transfer of Jewish children from public school to yeshiva. Can't say enough about that. Also, your Lev Aaron food pantry is extremely active. I don't know how many hundreds of families you're helping, but it's a big number, right?
Yeah, very, very, very big number. And a special shout out to our partners at Met Council for working hand in hand with us.
Yeah.
We have many families that unfortunately are in need of food. And food is obviously a basic necessity. And I want to just mention one thing. You've been mentioning a lot about the yeshiva placement division.
Right.
We're looking for coordinators, Nachum, and I think you'll be a great, great addition with you on the phone and speaking to the parents. Just throwing it out there.
I wonder if I would be effective trying to convince a parent to take their public school child and putting them in yeshiva. I wonder. I don't know. I'm sure there's a strategy to it. Your staff does it well, Baruch Hashem. And they know what to say, but
we're going to train you in.
Yeah, but forget about me. In general, people need to realize how difficult it is. Not the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
By the way,
not at all.
Parents like the cost of public school. Who could blame them? Right? They like the cost of public school.
That's right.
It's zero cost, which is obviously a big battle. And kids don't always like the longer day in yeshiva. It's you have everything working against you. you're trying to convince kids to make and families to make this transition, and there's almost nothing that you can guarantee them that's going to be better, except for what the final product's going to be. Because as you know, Rabbi Meiroff, Jewish education is the key to the Jewish future. We should also mention, by the way, to Rabbi Meiroff and his staff, do preside over all the hundreds of lectures that are available around the world. And he mentioned how so much of their programming is on Zoom for people to enjoy as they become more and familiar with Chazak. And he's also a kollel, both in New York and one in Jerusalem, where they are taking people who are capable of being future leaders in the religious world and molding them in those two columns. There's a lot going on across the board with Chazak, and now it's very simple, everybody. The campaign ends today. After today, Rabbi Meiroff and I are only limitedly going to bother you about supporting about supporting Chazak. Today's the day. They're at 43% of their goal, and I hope some of the things I've discussed this morning will encourage people who are listening to toss in a few bucks. They have a $2.4 million goal. They're just under $1.1 million. They have 14 and a half hours to go. Every time you give a dollar, it gets doubled, which means if you give 100, it's really going in as 200. It's one of these straightforward doubling campaigns with charity. It's 18 years. It's a milestone year. They are a proven commodity over at Chazak, or Chizak, if you will. After all, they're celebrating 18. And now it's just up to you to give and give what you can. It's givechazak.com. Givechazak, C-H-A-Z-A-Q.com. I sound like there's a little desperation in my voice or my Meiroff, because I'm familiar with the great work you're doing, and I just wish everybody listening right now would be as familiar. But we're educating them. We're educating them that you and your staff are doing everything in your power to continue to spread all these wonderful things for the community, both in Queens and around the world. And Bezrat Hashem, more and more people will learn about it. But today we need results. I really hope. I don't know how it's looking from your perspective, but I hope you achieve your goal later today.
I have some news for you, Nachum, and your listeners should know this. It's all or nothing. It's very, very stressful, I guess, for lack of better words. What that means is that all the credit cards that people are donating online right now aren't going to be charged unless we reach the goal. If we don't reach the goal, all those credit cards go back to their accounts. So we really need people to step up. We only have a few hours left. Everything is being matched, like you said, and it's one of the most worthiest causes. We have all the Gedolei, all the biggest rabbis, and all the biggest movers and shakers and influencers and Ascon. Everyone is behind this holy cause, and we simply need everyone to get involved. No one could do everything, but everybody could do something. So we're asking everyone to do something to contribute, to spread the word, and we're forever grateful.
Yeah, and whatever they give is doubled. So hey, they've got twice the effect of acting upon their desire to help out. Rabbi Meiroff, all I could say is Hatzlacha Rabbah. I hope the next 14 hours are really, really productive. And Chazak should continue to live up to its name and be as strong as ever. Kol HaKavod to you.
Amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you all. And we will definitely be in touch.
Oh, we certainly will. Let us know what's happening in Chazak. Be more than happy to tell this audience about it around the year. GiveChazak.com. Give C-H-A-Z-A-Q.com. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.